this my spot. Yeah, morning madhouse, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Power 98 on top.
On top. Yeah.
Shawty got the game on lock.
On lock, on lock, on lock, on lock, on lock. Talk to him, big dog. Talk to him, big dog.
Morning madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in. Boy, hump day already. We almost back to the weekend again, man. Salute to everybody who had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Back at it again yesterday and back at it for the hump. We almost back to the weekend again, like I said. 65 degrees right about now. Rain, rain, rain. Y'all made it go away for the weekend, but it's back. It is back. Slated to start later on this morning. Probably about 8 o'clock, about 8:30, and then it's going to be with us for the rest of the day all the way until, like, tomorrow evening is what they're saying about the rain. It's going to be on and off starting this morning and then continue all the way to tomorrow evening, all the way maybe even until Friday or Saturday as well. So watch out for that rain. If you're driving this morning, you should be good. 65 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 69. And in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing.
I'm good. How you feeling?
I am feeling wonderful. Ready to do it. Ready to attack today. We are already at the middle of the week.
Man, it's already hump day. That is crazy. How was your Memorial Day weekend and everything?
Everything was wonderful. Hung out with some family and friends. We cooked out and we had a water balloon fight.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's about it.
I seen it was a lot of water balloon fights in the city. It seemed like they let them people free, and they had a lot of water balloon fights and water gun fights, and saw it all across Charlotte. It was actually crazy in the city. It was a pretty good time. So, what did you eat on your Memorial Day? Like, what did y'all cook? Did y'all cook the regular or y'all cook something different?
What did we eat on
At y'all cookout, what did y'all cook out?
I'm trying to think. I think it was just hamburgers and hot dogs. I really can't remember because I really didn't eat.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I really can't remember. And plus, this was on Saturday.
Oh, y'all cooked out on Saturday? Okay.
It was Saturday or Sunday.
I got you.
On Wednesday, Larry.
It is Wednesday.
I don't know. I can't remember that far.
That's what it is. So I was down at Myrtle Beach, and it was a semi bike rally. You know what I mean? A lot of folks usually head to the beach for a bike rally during that time, and usually it's a whole lot of people. But it wasn't. It was some people, but it wasn't a whole lot of people. And they had a lot going on at the beach, man. You know, crime everywhere is at an all-time high. Well, it was before the COVID-19 hit, was at an all-time high. And Myrtle Beach is no different from that. They had like 5 shootings in 8 days down there, which was crazy. So it had like the strip shut down in certain parts. So that was crazy. They had a big gang shootout. And then come back to Charlotte, and yesterday saw the video of George Floyd being murdered by the police live on tape. And also, T.I. posted to his page a nursing home melee that a man was beating up these nursing home patients. That was crazy, too. And, so that was my weekend, watching videos and watching folks. And, you know, down in South Carolina, they got where you could dine in South Carolina. So, they've lifted most of their stay-at-home orders. I think they're in, like, their phase 2.5, phase 3. So you can dine in down in South Carolina in a lot of spots. So I want to check that out and see what was going on. Well, back here in the city. Did you watch the video of George Floyd?
Regretfully so.
Yeah.
Regretfully so. You know, I don't like watching those.
Yeah,
types
you
of
always
videos.
Say that.
I do not like watching those types of videos at all. Do not get pleasure out of it. And that one, it came across as breaking news, and I watched it not really expecting to see what I saw, and I don't know why I didn't expect it, but I watched it once. Will not watch it again. It is horrific to see that man, that police officer, sit up there and murder George right there. I mean, just sit there. And actually, a new video has been released of moments prior to when they're actually handcuffing George. And you can see in that video, I'm about to post that one on my Instagram story. He shows there's no resistance. Absolutely no resistance on the part of George. So I don't know why the police officers, and let's not get it twisted, in that video that you see one police officer,
but it's actually three.
Has his knee in on this man's neck, smothering him, and he's yelling out. He's saying, you know, I can't breathe. I cannot breathe. Every part of me hurts. But then another video has been released from another angle, and you actually see four police officers on this man. You're talking about 500 pounds of pressure on this man who is telling you, I cannot breathe, as these four police officers murdered this man. It is disgusting. And I haven't been able to post. I'm not going to post the video. I haven't even really been able to really write about it or anything like that, just because it's so horrible. Mm-hmm. It's so horrible.
All four officers involved have been fired, but that's not enough for the folks up there in Minneapolis. They actually are trying to take over the police department. Actually started yesterday afternoon. They are protesting, and I think they very well should be protesting, because firing those officers for me wouldn't be enough either. You know what I mean? So, but the mayor has said that he's going to send the case to the district attorney and see if he can file charges against all four officers involved. But we'll see how that play out.
Yesterday while you were out, we talked about Central Park Karen, who was the young lady who had the dog in the park. And to give an update on that, she was fired from her job also.
Mm-hmm. And she also, you know, she tried to apologize too.
Yeah.
She did try to apologize.
Whatever. Of course, we knew that was coming. She says she's not a racist. Oh, okay. Whatever. I don't understand people like that. Like, if you're not a racist, then what was the racist stuff that you did? What was that? But yeah, I did want to give that update. Cause we talked about the dog being taken away. We talked about the job getting it, but it did come out yesterday. Her job posted that she was fired.
All right. Today's inspirational power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. One of my favorite prompts.
No instruction, ain't talking about literally. Nah, you know it. 598 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 65 degrees in Charlotte, America. Today's high is going to be right near 69 with rain in the forecast most of the day, all the way until tonight to tomorrow. And they're saying even through Friday, they're calling for rain. And you know what time it is now. It's time to hit the hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, you saw, a lot of us saw the video of the brutal murder of George Floyd by four police officers in broad daylight. Those four police officers have been fired. They were fired yesterday. But we want to know, what do you think should happen to those four police officers that murdered George? And my response to that is, what should happen to any murderer? They should go to jail. They should be sentenced for murder. They should be sentenced for murder.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, I do commend the chief and the mayor for moving. Well, the chief actually who fired the officers, and he moved pretty swiftly and pretty quickly to do that. So in the same breath, I think they should, you know, move swiftly and move quickly to bring charges against all these officers. I'm actually sitting here watching the video that you just posted of the other side of the video of where they say he resisted arrest. And you see no resistance at all, unless talking back is resisting, because that's all he was doing was asking questions. It doesn't appear that he's trying to run. He's not trying to do anything. He's walking with the officers, and then all of a sudden, they call more officers to the scene, He sat on the ground when they asked him to sit on the ground. So I agree with you, Ms. Jessica. I think we should move to bring charges against these officers and put them in court. And I think this should be the protocol for every case. And I also, what I also want to see is, I want to see some type of federal mandate start to come down because, you know, at the city and the county level, it doesn't seem to be happening. So I think, you know, on a federal level, it has to start happening where it is the same all across the board, where it's not state to state, it's not city to city, but we have a protocol where it is the same. It is the same federal mandate, city to city and state to state. So that's what I would like to see. How do we tap in?
Hit us up on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is...
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, 617, Nosy Neighbors, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Nike has produced a new commercial voiced by LeBron James. It features athletes overcoming adversity. It highlights LeBron overcoming the Cavs 3-1 deficit to win the NBA championship. It also highlights Tiger Woods, Paul George's recovery, and more. The commercial ends with, no matter how far we are down, we may, no matter how far down we may be, we are never too far to come back. You all can check that out on my Instagram page at Hey Ms. Jessica. I'm Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. And that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Tell that. It's your girl Janae Aiko. On the way is Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Oh, yeah.
Got my chauffeur, because I don't like to drive. It's a Suburban back to back, and we going to fill them up with vibes.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, the baby, filling them up with vibes. 6:24 minutes out to 6 o'clock. And yes, we're talking about your Madhouse question of the day. As a matter of fact, you're going to be able to call in and talk to us about it. 570-WPEG. Ms. Jessica, what is that question of the day today?
We want to know, what do you think should happen to the four officers that murdered George Floyd?
I think they should definitely be tried in court. And, you know, they have been fired. You know, the chief of police up there did move swiftly and quickly to fire all four officers involved. However, I think they should be, you know, they should be charged with murder. Absolutely right now.
I definitely agree. They should be charged with murder. It's clear on that video what they did. They did not do the basic duties of a police officer, which is to protect and serve. Instead, they murdered that man. And, you know, Larry, I don't know if they would have moved so quickly if that video wasn't there.
Right. I agree with that.
You know, we can be thankful for that video because I just don't know if they would have moved so quickly if that video wasn't there. And that other police officer that was standing there.
Yeah.
Is just as guilty.
And that's why
he is just as guilty.
Yeah.
You know, people have to begin to speak out. Police officers have to begin to speak out when they see their fellow coworkers, their fellow officers doing wrong. And that other police officer sat there and he heard that man yelling out and saying, "I cannot breathe. Every part of my body hurts." And he stood there and chose to antagonize the people that were standing there and saying, "Yo, please stop. You're killing him. He chose to talk back to them instead of telling that other officer, "Yo, get up. We can put him in the back of the car. He's saying he can't breathe." We have seen this play out time and time again, too many times before, and they deserve to go to jail for murder. And we need to start calling them exactly what they are, and that is murderers. They are murderers.
570-WPEG. What do y'all think should happen to the officers involved in the case? We're taking your opinion. Hit us up inside the Madhouse. We also got your morning Madhouse classic throwback on the way. Charlotte's plug is pot out of the gate.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry.
Everybody knows she working and she grind. Work, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out of working and she grinding. Working and she grind. Work, working and she grinding. Everybody.
Proud 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. A lot of ladies chiming in this morning as we're talking about what, Miss Jessica?
We are talking about the murder of George Floyd by four police officers. The video was released yesterday, and you can see him on the ground with a police officer's knee in his neck and him yelling out, "I cannot breathe. I cannot breathe. Every part of me hurts." A new video has surfaced where you see it from a different angle and you can actually see it was not just one police officer that had his knee in his neck, but it was actually, there were actually three police officers that were on this one man while one police officer stood there and allowed all of this to happen. All four police officers have been fired. But the people want more. The people are like, nah, that's not enough. That is not enough. And so we're asking you, what do you think should happen to these four officers in this case?
And, you know, a lot of time ladies are, y'all are more compassionate in these things. But, you know, on my page, because this is our Madhouse question of the day, on my page, these ladies are not compassionate at all. They're saying these, one commented, Hustling Baby said, listen, these officers need to be executed on sight. Miss Karma Law said, nah, they need to be tried for murder. And another one said, listen, they need the death penalty. Good morning. What you got to say?
Good morning.
What's up? You got a comment this morning?
I do. This is Lisa this morning. And I feel like all officers involved need to be locked up and throw away a key. I think it's awful for me to just sit there and literally watch this man pleading for his life. And they just literally let him die. Right there on the street. I just think it's so awful.
Yeah, I thought the whole incident was awful. You know, all officers involved have been fired so far. So, yeah, I think they all need to go. They all need to stand trial, and then we see what happens from there. But I definitely think murder charges should be brought against all officers. Thank you for your comment
Thank
this
you.
Morning. Pound 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You got a comment?
Yeah, I think that should get death penalty.
Death penalty.
Yeah, especially one that had his knee on his neck. It's your death penalty. He was getting off on that. He loved what he was doing.
Yeah, because he definitely could have got up. I mean, you already got the man subdued, but all the other officers involved, the man is not resisting. So what is the purpose of you having your knee on his neck? What is the purpose
not
of that?
Not just one. Three of those officers.
Yeah.
It was not just one. That's just the angle that you can see. There's another angle.
Yeah, I saw it.
And you see three police officers.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Definitely disgusting. Thank you for your comment this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You got a comment, 570-WPEG. This is what we're discussing this morning inside the Madhouse, the murder of George Floyd by four police officers. Charlotte's plug is pot out of eight.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse, in the morning. On Power 98.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and R&B in the Queen City.
Find out what your favorite personalities are doing. Find out about the hottest events happening in Charlotte, the latest celebrity gossip, and get up on the new music we're playing.
Done deal.
You also find out how you can get your song played on the radio.
Play my song.
All this, and you can listen live and take us everywhere you go.
So log on now
and see what you've been missing.
Power98FM.com.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte traffic.
Last check with CMPD, all clear on the secondary. Same for Highway Patrol on the interstates. An easy drive so far, but rain approaching, so build in some extra time if you're just leaving. A minor slow spot on Highway 274 in York County where Highway 55 comes in. Nothing reported there. We'll keep an eye on that area.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The other day I was on the phone with my big homie Simi. We was talking about sweet potato pies. You know my big homie Simi, he makes sweet potato pies, and he was saying that he got the best sweet potato pie in the world. And I told Simi, I said, you know what? I love the fact during this COVID-19 pandemic, we're able to stay connected. You know what keeps us connected and allow us to stay connected? It's T-Mobile. And you know that T-Mobile is joining forces with Sprint. Together they'll build America's largest, most reliable 5G network. And you know what I love about it right now is that the prices over at T-Mobile are so low. So when you choose to come to T-Mobile, you won't have to choose between the best 5G and the best prices because T-Mobile will give you both. All you got to do is real easy. Log on to T-Mobile.com. That's right, T-Mobile.com. And you can connect with your family and friends just like I stay connected with my family and friends. You know what? I'm about to jump back on this call and talk to my man Simi about this sweet potato pie. I think you mix a little bit of vanilla with a little bit of nutmeg and I don't know. Let me go find out. You know what? I might not know how to cook, but I do know this. You need to join forces with T-Mobile. Log on right now, T-Mobile.com.
Your family store, Keffer Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Charlotte, is proud to offer you Memorial Day holiday bonus cash. Get into a new 2019 Ram 1500 for up to $17,500 off MSRP and up to $11,000 off MSRP for new 2019 Jeep Wranglers. Plus, get 0% interest for 6 years and make no payments for 4 months on select new vehicles. That's 0% interest for 72 months and no payments for 120 days. Visit Keffer Jeep today or shop us online at kefferjeep.com and we'll deliver straight from our store to your door.
At Quick Trip, we're all about making life easier for you, which is why we now offer on-lot pickup. Order many of the items you love on the QT app and we'll bring them out to you, even at the pump. We've got fresh, made-to-order items like grilled cheese sandwiches, plus drinks and tasty snacks like candy and chips. And we're adding delicious and refreshing items all the time. Download the app and we'll see you soon.
When it's time to snackle, it's time for on-lot pickup at Quick Trip. QT. More.
Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today we are talking about what, Ms. Jessica?
We are talking about the murder of George Floyd. He was arrested outside of a deli. They said that they were arresting him for forgery outside of a deli. I don't know how that happened and it turned into his murder. But in the video that was released, you see him down on the ground with three police officers, one with their knee in his neck, the other two with their knees on his back. They are sitting on him. And this man is crying out. This man is crying out, telling them, I cannot breathe. I want to read exactly what he says in this video. He says, please, I can't breathe. My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts. They are going to kill me. They being these four police officers. And that's exactly what they did. They killed this man in broad daylight. And so those police officers have been fired. But we want to know, what do you think should happen to them?
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on with you there, No Limit Larry?
What's going on, Big Dope?
Hey, man, I can't call him, man. This is Blackbeard calling out of Motown, baby. Hey, listen, I want to chime in on the whole situation, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so it's like this, man. I watched the video, and I actually used to work for the like corrections, and I know for a fact that the training that they were doing, that was completely, completely out of line. And the thing about it was, is if the knee on his neck didn't cause him to die, then positional asphyxiation caused them to die. So they need to be charged like any other officer needs to be charged when they violate, you know, standard practices.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the chief moved to fire these officers so quick, because, you know, it was against standard practices, like you said. So that's why he was able to fire these officers so quick, because, like you said, this is not even they don't even teach this anymore.
Oh, yeah. But I think the reason why the people feel so bad about this, though, is because of how blatantly that they did it on camera. It's like they didn't say, oh, God, nobody's request. They just was continuous to break, you know, to break training. So, you know, I think that's why, you know, chief acted so quickly to fire him. But let's be real. When these cops, when they get fired, they don't get fired. They get reassigned and they go and terrorize other black people. We know how that goes.
Appreciate your comment this morning, Big Dog.
You too, man. Hold it down.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. Got a comment about the police situation.
Go ahead.
Well, if you watch the whole video, I heard you make a comment about he wasn't resisting. He actually was resisting.
What did he do to resist? Because in the video,
they were trying to get him in the car, and he mm-hmm. was fighting, and he wouldn't get in the car. Now, this is what I tell young black men. Don't do what your mama do, because ladies get away with that. Black women get away with that, like white people.
No, they don't.
You have to understand that black boys, you can't do that what your mama do. They're going to kill you. You can't do what your mama do. They're going to kill you, period.
You can't do it, period. They're going to kill black people, period.
Well, they're going to kill black men.
They don't say that they let women get away with it.
Well, we've seen women, that happen with Sandra women Bland. Talk back to the police like white people do, and that surprises me. You got to understand that. And I tell black boys, you can't do what your mama do. You got to do it. If you watch the Johnny Cochran movie, you know, with him, the OJ, when he got pulled over, he told his daughters, don't say nothing. Let me handle it. Don't say anything. This is what I tell my daughter. Don't say, I know women get emotional, but you can't say anything because you will cause further harm to the man. I know for a fact, you know, I've been there, you know, done that. So I appreciate the women looking out. But you got to understand, for the safety of your man, the best thing to do is get that phone out and record.
I'm still trying to figure out.
Where was the video that you saw him resisting?
Yeah, because I didn't see that in the video that I saw. I didn't see that in no part of the video that I saw.
If you look at it, there's a young African-American man. He actually said he went to the police academy with these guys. He said, I know these guys. I went to the police academy with them. Why he wasn't a police officer, I don't know. But he kept saying, well, look, man, you know, you should have did it when they told you to get in the car. You should have got in the car. He kept telling them that.
Sir, where is the video?
Saying, look, I know what you guys are doing. Y'all need to stop.
Resisting.
You're doing too much.
But where's the video? I haven't seen the video. You keep saying this, but I haven't seen that video. Where is that video? That's what Jessica's
all
asking.
All you got to do, they sent it to me on my Facebook page. If you go on Facebook, I'm sure somebody got the entire thing, the whole 10-minute segment of the you know, it's and he's telling the guy, well, you should have gotten the car when they told you to get in the car the first time.
But let me say this, you don't kill a guy.
Period.
I'm saying. How many officers did it take? It was four officers out there. Three of them on the man. One man got his knee in his neck. You already got the man in handcuffs. Y'all can't
Absolutely.
Walk the man to the car.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, sir.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It shouldn't have never happened. It just tells you the more things change, the more they stay the same. I'm a senior guy, and I tell young guys, listen, I remember I used to run from the police. It was fun. But they killing us. Well, they killed us back then. But they are bold now. People got phones, and they letting you know, hey, we still don't like you. It's crazy.
The killing ain't never stopped. Thank you for your comment this morning, sir. Appreciate
you
coming.
Larry, I'm actually looking for this video. I have found another video that shows more of him walking, but I do not see any resistance from George. And on top of that, how much resistance can you do when you have multiple police officers that are walking you while you are handcuffed?
I ain't figured it out yet.
How much resistance can it be?
I ain't figured it out yet.
Let's not do that. Let's not give them excuses for killing us, sir. Let's watch our verbiage and what we're actually out here and what we're saying.
What we're saying
to black men. And let's also say the fact that there was no woman that was there. There was no woman that was there in this situation.
Let's watch
what we're saying.
My thing about it is, so once y'all got him on the ground, what was going to be y'all next move? You're on the man for 7 damn minutes. He's telling y'all, I cannot breathe. The man actually relieved himself in the streets because y'all wouldn't get off of him.
What were you waiting for?
What was y'all next move? Because there's enough officers on the scene where y'all can handcuff the man, put him down, and then all of y'all could have walked into the car. So my thing about it is, what was y'all next intentional move? What was going to be your next move?
Their move was to sit there and let that man die. That's what their move was. They sat there and watched the breath come out of that man, they sat there to watch him die. What were you waiting for?
Wow.
Let's not give them an excuse for killing us.
Yeah.
They sat there and they killed that man.
If you didn't get your opinion in or if you didn't get your comment in, you can definitely leave it on our voicemail. It's actually our Madhouse question of the day, 570-WPEG. And, of course, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte. Stupid, what was happening?
598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce, the number one song in the country right now. Savage Remix, and you know what time it is. It's time to let y'all shine. 709, 9 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Let's get to it.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, boss. Huh, you know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to send some shine to my two daughters. My oldest one just graduated from Claflin University with a BS in biology, going on to grad school. And my baby girl will graduate on Saturday with a 5.0 from Union County High School. Ty Chris and Ariana Whitmire. Shout them out.
Okay. I said, Power 98, good morning. Who you want to let shine in morning, baby?
Good morning. I was trying to let myself shine. Out here working hard in this rain, doing this, driving this truck. But I really wanted to let you guys shine because y'all keep us informed, keep us posted on everything that's going on in this world. And I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys, which y'all know y'all do a great job.
I appreciate you, baby. You be safe out there in the rain this morning, all right?
All right.
All right, man. Coming up inside the Madhouse, Ms. Jessica's working on the Nosy Neighbor News. That's going to drop right around 7:24. Y'all keep it tapped in. It's Pot Out of Gate.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
These folks got to hit his shit. No cap. No cap.
Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be talking about a lot. Waka Flocka has a new purpose in life. Got details about that. Boy, 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 boy. I can't wait until T.I. responds to this. Find out what I'm talking about coming up next. And Dr. Dre has a new business venture. What is it?
Man, Dr. Dre is going into the umbrella business. You know, it rains everywhere. And I know they had a song that said it never rains in Southern California. However, Dr. Dre said he going into the umbrella business.
All right. We'll find out what Dr. Dre's new business venture is coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that. It's coming up right after this Rod Wave, Hard on Ice, here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, May 27th. Dr. Dre and his business partner, Jimmy Iovine, are opening up a high school. The music moguls will work in conjunction with USC and AXQ. Jimmy says we're starting it right outside of USC. It's for that neighborhood and is going to be free. Now, Dr. Dre admits that he wasn't big on school, but he came to understand the possibilities that education could bring, especially if there is a curriculum that kids could benefit from. Dr. Dre and Jimmy say that they are looking to give underrepresented students an edge. Looks like Waka Flocka wants to help some of his fans that aren't in a good place mentally. The rapper hopped on social media to say that he is dedicating his life to suicide prevention and mental health. Now, he didn't offer much information on future plans for the cause, except stating, "You're not alone. Waka Flocka Flame is with you now." Finally, a bit of good news for rapper Future. His High Off Life album has brought him his highest sales ever. On top of that, Future has officially passed Elvis Presley, Nicki Minaj, and Kanye West on the list of artists with the most Billboard Hot 100 entries ever. T.I. isn't going to be happy about this at all, but Donald Trump is using a T.I. classic track, whatever you like, on his Snapchat to attack Joe Biden. Trump's social media team puts a spin on the lyrics. I want your body. I need your body. As long as you got me, you don't need nobody. He turned them into, I don't want Joe Biden, need Joe Biden. Long as you have me, you won't need Joe Biden. Now, it's no secret that Tip is not a fan of Trump, so we'll have to wait to see how he responds to this one. Rick Ross is fighting back against his baby mama, Brianna Camille. The boss countersued her for joint legal custody, saying that even though he is paying child support, she is still keeping him from his children, and she's engaging in erratic behavior. Now, Rick Ross says that the mother of his two children and the one that is on the way will not give him back the Mercedes GL SUV that belongs to Maybach Music, and he wants that back as well. Happy birthday to Andre 3000, Jadakiss, Royalty Brown, and an RIP happy birthday to Lisa Left Eye Lopez. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Flocka. That's right, Waka Flocka Flame. Well, what did she say about Waka Flocka Flame? Yep, 570-WPEG. First caller through correct answer. We're going to give you that Polo G new album. We're going to give you the download code. Charlotte's plug is about 98.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's another with Larry, the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know what time it is. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Let's find out what Larry is mad about today.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Sir, it's only one thing Larry can have on his mind this morning, and of course it is the murder of George Floyd up in Minneapolis. And of course, you know what I said, well, here we go, we got another one. Another case of a black man killed at the hands of police. This time the city didn't wait. This time they went on ahead and fired the four officers. They fired them right away. They said, hey, maybe that appeased the black people if we go out here and we fire these officers immediately. And I'm going to say to y'all, that cannot be it. That cannot be the end all be all. That cannot be enough. Right now, there's unrest up there in the city where the man was actually murdered at. They're actually standing outside the police headquarters, and they're demanding more justice. And I say to all those citizens out there in the streets that is demanding more justice, keep doing that. Keep doing what you're doing. And I also say to everybody else that, you know, we definitely have to demand more, we have to want more, and we have to get more. But at the same time, I want to say to the people that was there that had the cameras, I applaud your efforts and I applaud y'all, you know, having your cameras and you know, being able to display to the world what happened. What I want to say is, and I want to tell all my relatives and my cousins and my friends and family, if this is ever me that I should find myself in a situation like this, and if it is ever you, you should find yourself in a situation like this, and it is I that are standing by with a camera, and it is you that's standing by with a camera. I think that somebody got to do the filming, and somebody got to get these officers off this person. I would have loved to see, and I've seen it in different cases. I've seen it happen in Florida. I've seen it happen in California. I would love to see y'all put them damn cameras down, put them phones down, and remove these officers off this man. Not saying that you might not, something might not happen to you, but please, just one time, two times, three times, just somebody get these officers off this man. That's what I kept screaming. Like, can somebody just put the camera down and just push one of the officers? Do something, throw a rock, do something. Just get the officers off the man. It is, if it's ever me in a situation, and if it's ever you in a situation, and I'm there, I'm going to get the officers off you, and I ask you to do the same to me. Get them people off of that man. And maybe he would have lived to see another day. That's all I ask. Just put the camera down one time and just get him off of him. The man was begging for his life. He was telling the man, I can't breathe. Every part of my body hurt. The man relieved himself in the middle of the streets because he couldn't breathe. He started calling his mama. If you listen to the video, he called his mama because he knew he was in extreme distress. He was in extreme distress. He knew that his life was about to end on that street. Sad. Sad, sad, sad day. All I'm saying is, just get the officers off of him. Somebody got to have a human quality. Even the man that was talking in the video that was talking to the man, he could at least try to remove the officers. Not saying it's y'all fault, but I'm just saying, just if it's me, get the officers off me, please. Hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Man.
No limit, Larry.
All right, nosy neighbors, 8:17, time for another nosy neighbor news quickie. Khloe Kardashian is looking to sell her Calabasas crib. Here's some things I didn't know about it. She actually bought it from Justin Bieber. She wants $19 million for the home. It has 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and it was once owned by not only Justin Bieber, but by Eddie Murphy as well. She got the place back in 2014 after she divorced Lamar Odom. She's renovated it to include a meditation trail, a home theater, a guest house, and more. Now, it hasn't been put on the market just yet, but word is if she gets the right price, she will let it go. Want to see some pictures of the fabulous house? It's up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Little Nosy, the name of the song, Blueberry Faygo, here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
You know what it is? This is We Family Wednesday. Welcome, Burpee. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Really?
This show been good.
Really?
Look what the cat drug is, Justin.
What's that about?
It is 8:30.
What are you talking about? The show has been amazing. We have been doing a great job.
You woke now?
We?
Yeah.
You woke now? You woke?
Oh, you speak French now? Yeah. What's up?
We have been. This has been amazing today, guys.
Well, thanks to everybody who just tuned in. Burpee just tuned in, too.
I've been here for those that just tuned in.
Yeah, okay.
Sir, you have an hour and 30 minutes of work left.
It's better late than never.
No, it isn't.
So somebody say it.
All right. No, let me learn the Morning Madhouse. If you're just joining the show, we spoke on this earlier, but we're going to speak on it again in case you missed your comment. You didn't get to get your
Stop
comment
one
in.
Second.
Yeah, I know. It got tongue-tied. But you know, yeah. you know what it is, Jessica? I've been watching this video in here, and I've been very, very upset by the video, and I've been taking calls in here. People just, you know, just voicing their opinion, and you know, other people, they were commenting on my Larry Mad. Some people felt what I said when I said, you know, put these cameras down and do something. But then, you know, a few other people said, well, if we do something, then we're going to get in trouble too. Duh. You got to, and what I told a person, I said, listen, you got to imagine that's your son, that's your mama, that's your brother, that's your cousin down there. What would you do? What would you do if that's your son laying there on the streets and the cop he's telling you, the man is telling the cop, I'm dying, I can't breathe, get off me, every part of my body hurt. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? That's the question I asked a lady, and she was like, well, if it was my son, then I would have to do something. Exactly, ma'am. We gotta start looking at each other again like we are our own brothers and sisters, that we're all family in this thing. But apparently, we don't look at each other like that. Talking about George Floyd, the man that was killed at the hand of police over the weekend. Four officers have been fired in the case. And the Madhouse question of the day was what, Ms. Jessica?
We wanted to know, what do you think should happen to these police officers, these murderers?
All right. 570-WPEG. We're taking your comments right now. And Jessica, you said what should happen?
Oh, they definitely belong to go to. They definitely deserve to go to jail.
Get it out now. You sounded like
they
me.
They definitely deserve to go to jail. They definitely deserve to go to prison.
Yeah.
They need to go to prison for a very, 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 very time. Mm-hmm. There's no justification for this. Yeah. There's absolutely no justification for this.
And I've seen several different people, T.K. Kirkland, D.L. Hughley, a few other people posted the man, the officer who had his knee on the man's neck. They posted his address. I'm like, what y'all post? Who going to knock on the door? Who going to knock on the door?
What you doing something now for?
Who going to knock? I want to know who going to go knock on the door, though. Y'all know where the man live, but who going to knock on the door?
Which one of these celebrities that posted the address going to knock
on the
door?
They not going to knock. I'm just talking about point blank, period. Is it anybody going to knock on this door?
No.
Okay. 570-WPG, get your comment in this morning. We're going to find out what you got to say about it. Charlotte's plug is proud out of it.
We Family Wednesday is sponsored by Auto Finance Center.
We got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Madhouse family, it's a Wee Family Wednesday, and we're talking to the Madhouse family about the murder of George Floyd. That is what we're talking about. Four officers have been removed. They have been fired. But we're asking the question, what's the Madhouse question of the day, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know, what do you think should happen to these officers? Like Larry said, they have been fired, but now what? Do you think that that's enough? Or do you think that something more should happen to these officers?
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Mr. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. But that was a very disturbing video. Very disturbing video. Make you want, make you think things, man. Bruh, and the look on that cop's face, man, it's like he got enjoyment out of it. Because he know his ass couldn't beat that man one-on-one. So he took advantage of his opportunity. That would hit home, bro. I'm telling you. That one really bothered me.
Definitely hit home. Definitely got to agree with you on that. Appreciate you calling in this morning. Good morning.
Hey, bro, man, like, that George Floyd situation, man, got me heated this morning, man. Like, I watched it yesterday at work, but I really didn't have time to really get into it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you know what I'm saying? I done got to the point now that it really don't even bother me no more because I done seen it so much. But at the same time, it's sad as crap, bro. Like, I'm telling you, all our African-American brothers and sisters, we need to get strapped up. Like, for real, if you ain't got you no gun, you need to go get one. If you
but, can't I mean, buy one, go, but here go, here go the thing, big dog. That's not the problem. We got guns. We not, but how many people really gonna do what you saying do? I mean, we got guns in our community. We got more guns than they got than Osama bin Laden whole platoon had. We got guns.
It's here's
time
the
to
thing,
use them, bro. Like, for real,
you
time
can't
to use,
you use those
use
guns,
man, like, for real.
And you will be the one to go away. We have to get past that mentality of just using the guns. We policymakers. We have to become the leaders in our communities that are making
man,
the laws.
Our leaders ain't worth a flying crap either. That's
exactly. That's why we got to do it.
Like, for real, our leaders, even our black leaders, they don't give a crap about us.
That's why we got to get them out, and we have to get in there. We have to be that change. Because if you walk around with that gun, brother, I can guarantee you're going to be the one that's going to go to prison.
Hey, I tell you what, I'd rather lay it down in a prison cell for 15 years than to be laying in a hole forever. You know what I'm saying?
And I can tell you, as your sister, I need you out here on these streets. I need you to be the good role model to our young brothers. I need you to be the father in your home. I need you to be the black man out here on these streets. I don't need you locked up in a prison cell.
Hey, bro, all I'm going to say is I feel what you're saying. I feel where you're coming from. But my thing about it is I said this in a Larry Mad about 2 weeks ago. I said we got the guns pointed in the wrong direction. We got them pointed at ourselves, and we point them in our own backs instead of pointing them in the other direction. We got we got plenty of guns. We need to get rid of some of the guns. We got so many, we just not use them in the right places. Jessica definitely got a point when she said we got to get in them offices. But you know, at the same time, while we trying to wait and get in them offices, we dying out here on these streets.
So what we supposed to do in the meantime? Keep dying. It's either you gonna uprise and make a change, or you gonna stand for nothing and let the crap continue. And I'd be damned. So, excuse my language. I'd be damned if I'm gonna let one of these doggone so called out here murder me in these streets for nothing. Like, for real, I promise to God, I'd be damned if I'm going to let one of these so-called crackers hurt my family members. Like, for real, I'm going to lay it down, for real. Like, prison ain't nothing. All prison is a state of mind in the freaking way. You know what I'm saying? You in prison out here in this world, whether you realize it or not. Like, for real, like, man, I'm telling you, before I let one of these put...
I feel you, big dog. Don't.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
But
I completely agree with him.
I feel what he's saying, and I feel where he's coming from. But like Miss Jessica said too, we need a whole changeover. But at the same time, I feel like we're getting pushed over, we're getting stepped on, and we just keep getting stepped on.
There is no one solution for this problem, because this problem has multiple layers. So I definitely get where that young man is coming from. I definitely get where you're coming from, Larry, with the frustration. I feel the same way. I'm frustrated. I hate seeing this happening to us. I live with a man, and listen, my man is on go mode all the time. And I have to say, hey, chill, hold on. What's another way? What's another way that we can do this? So I get it, but I don't want us to think that that's the only solution.
No, that's the go-to solution.
There's a bunch of different ways that we can.
And we need them all.
That we need to fight this battle.
We need them all.
But we have to come together to lay those out and figure those out and what we're going to do and things like that. But I just don't, you know, us going eye for eye, we are going to end up blind in that solution. And I don't need my brothers out here blind. I don't need my sisters out here blind. I need them fully be able to see so that they can go out here and fight.
And
I'm not saying that that's the only solution, and that has to be the solution, but we have to think about that also.
But to your point, Ms. Jessica, I think we have started to get in the offices. I think we have started to do it. We have done everything. We have started to develop every solution except for the fighting back. I ain't seen nobody yet fight the police back.
We ain't in no position when Donald Trump is the leader.
All I'm saying is we done tried everything else, but we have become. We got black mayors, we got black politicians, we had a black president. We have tried everything else fighting back.
Here's why, Justin, I completely agree that is not the only way to handle any situation. It's the last resort. Because we've tried everything. We've had the black senators. We've had the black president. We've had the black officials. We've had the black people in office. And what has changed? Now, the change has to come within ourselves, our mindset. A young man called up here earlier and said that we're scared. When we see a police officer, we see a white person, we get scared. That has to change. Because now...
Oh, you are damn right that I'm scared. You are damn right. Yes, I am scared.
That's the point.
I am scared.
We have to change. That's the mentality that has to change. Go, we coming back. We got to go to break.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man. They love me.
Hey.
The struggle is real. From you, yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
On the hearts and minds of many people this morning is the murder of George Floyd by four officers. The four officers have been removed from the police department. And yes, the chief of police did move to fire the four officers immediately. Now, you know, a lot of people are saying that's not enough. We want to see what's going to happen next. And they want these officers charged with murder. What's your opinion? Good morning.
What's up, should I say? I go way back, baby. Phone booth bandit. You understand?
Oh, wow. But you done took it too far back, boy.
Hey, bro. The problem with it is today we've been too herded in the saying, you know, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And the other issue is we've been brainwashed into, because we so inept on following his orders, don't resist arrest, don't do nothing, that we as African American men we allow these police officers to handle us in a manner, and by the time he bends your arm in a direction it's not supposed to go naturally, obviously you fighting back to keep it from breaking, so now you're resisting arrest. The problem is, and I'm going to say it like this, I hate to say this, but if I see this happening from here on forward, I'm going to take it as that being my brother, because when they ask, it, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. So what's going to happen is a group of us need to realize, yeah, it's going to be some bruises obtained in this social warfare, so to speak, but it's got to happen, man. I mean, it's to the point where if I see this happening in the street, I'm sorry. The police officer going to get tackled. He going to get taken off. He might get put in a chokehold, because at that time, I feel my life is in imminent danger, just like the lie that police officer going to tell, because they teach you in the academy, dead men tell no tale. So that's why, unfortunately, you know, like Malcolm said, you can't be Dr. King no more, nonviolent. But at the same time, I am a nonviolent person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dilemma, man. But yeah, if it's my son, if it's my neighbor, if it's somebody I know, I'm just like all these other NRA people out here. I'm a Second Amendment carrying individual, and I will defend my people against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your comment this morning, brother.
You got it, Nolizzi.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, man? You got a comment?
Yeah, I got a comment. I just don't think him losing his job is enough. I think it's time for these police officers to start getting a murder charge. They need the police officers that stood there and watched. They need to get accessory to murder. Something needs to start happening. Just them losing their job is not good enough. This got to stop. I have a son. He's biracial. And that's another thing. People stop calling your biracial kids mixed. They're not dogs. They're biracial, meaning two races. But these police officers, this has got to stop. If not, we got to put the phones down and we got to start taking action in their own hands.
Thank you, big brother. I appreciate the comment this morning. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me, baby girl.
I watched that video yesterday and I was in tears because I have four boys and it's ridiculous. What can you do? Even if I was out there, I probably would have been dead if it would have been my son, because as soon as the man walked over there to try to help, and the white lady that was the firefighter from another state, they was about to mess up. So it's like you don't know who to call or what to do. Only person we can do is come together as a nation and stop killing each other and raising our kids to understand what's really going on, because school not teaching us history. History is like coming to pass. That's what we read about slavery days. It seemed like it's coming to pass.
Well, you know, back in the 60s, you know, back in the civil rights movement, during this, you know, when they saw stuff like this happening, they did something. The Black Panther Party was a party that, you know, had brothers on the street. When they saw officers acting crazy, they did something. I even take it to the rap game. There's only one rapper that shot two cops and got away with it. That was Tupac. He saw two white men bothering a brother. He pulled up on him. He didn't ask no questions. Well, he told him to leave the brother alone, and they didn't, and he shot both of them. And he got off because they never identified themselves as officers. These are people who didn't stand by and just watch. They stood by and they took action, though. So I think it's a time, somewhere, somehow, we got to take some action. We got to take action. If I got to die with, I'd rather die with my brother than to have to bury my brother. That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. If it's me and my brother and this happening to my brother, we just got to die together then. Mm-hmm. And I think more of us got to develop that mentality. The people that was out there on the street, okay, somebody record. I really feel like somebody could have rushed that officer. I saw it with the teenagers in Florida. With the big incident that happened in Florida, they grabbed the teenager, they threw him down, they was on top of him. About four of them, they rushed him. Now, they got body slammed, they got tased and everything. But guess what? Today, they all allowed to tell the story. I can live with that.
I can definitely live with that. Larry, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Bert.
Let me say something real quick. Everybody has different opinions about it. Some people feel like, oh, well, what can we do? Everybody's sad about it. This ain't a kumbaya moment. It's not. Because this is in Minneapolis, where we've seen this before. Because that's where Philando Castile got shot after the officer asked him for his ID. That's where this happened. We've also heard this before. The man said he can't breathe. Eric Garner said the same thing. Everybody's saying, oh, well, these police officers, we need to stand up and get our guns. Y'all ain't about that life. I'm calling us out. Y'all ain't about that life. George Zimmerman's still walking these streets, chilling. He's throwing it in our face what he did to Trayvon Martin. He sold his gun for $100,000 and nobody went and got it and did anything to him. So what you do? I don't believe y'all about standing up. Who? Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they literally died for what they believe in. Are you willing to go that far?
It ain't even about dying for what you believe in. Well, you die for your own child. Because the lady just said, if that was my son on the street, I don't know what I would do. I ain't even, if this
that's
my
not
child.
A question. That's not even
right,
a question.
I'm not even questioning myself.
I know what I'm going to do if it's my baby.
No, I don't think that she meant like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think that she meant like, I'm definitely stepping in. Like, I think that she meant I'm definitely going to defend my child. Like, I don't think that she meant like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared.
I don't know. That ain't the way I heard it. I'm just saying, for me, it's not even a question.
Hey, bro, people keep saying, no, because I said yesterday, it's no need for us to keep reposting this video. You got to think about this man's family. That's the lasting image they have of him. There's no need for us to keep reposting. The video is out there. Okay, we got it. The video is out there, but there's no need for us to do it. They said, no, post that video so my mama can know that my killers was brought to justice. Rodney King's video was posted. What happened to them? Philando Castile video was posted. What happened to Alves? Mike Brown, it wasn't a video of that happening, but we saw some video of him in the store. We heard the people who were out there, we heard the witnesses say something. What happened to him?
If you didn't get your comment in, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And more.
It's time to play
everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
You want to play 570-WPED, hit us up, man. We got you. And in the meantime, while you're dialing, it's the number one song in the country, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce, Savage, remixes, Pi 98.
Baby, wanna smoke with me? Okay. Then turn this mo up 800 degrees.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Pi 98 WPET, good morning. Who is this?
This Skinny Man.
What up, Skinny Man? What's up, big dog?
Skinny Man.
What's going on?
What? Skinny Man, that's my boy. He's a comedian.
Nah. Just a local celebrity. Bruh.
Oh. We're going to play Black Smart.
We don't know you, Birdie.
No, he damn sure don't. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you don't, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
Kick it off, Bourbon.
What's the first thing a black grandma offers you when you come to her house?
Some Kool-Aid.
No.
Hi, what you got for me, Jessica?
Skinny Man, what does HBCU stand for?
Historically Black College and University.
All right, Skinny Man, your third and final question. You get this right, you are Black Smart. However, if you miss it, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
In slang terms, what is an op?
An op? That's somebody you don't like. Somebody that got animosity towards you. You don't like them at all.
You got it, big dog!
You win.
All right, big dog, you got it, big homie. You are Black Smart. We're going to hook you up with that Polo G brand new album. We're going to hook you up with the download code courtesy of Columbia Records. And what station making you Black Smart, big homie?
Power 98, WPG.
Take Power 98 everywhere. What do you have to say?
Y'all know what it is, man. Madhouse question of the day goes down each and every morning at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. Madhouse question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
Today we asked you, what do you think should happen to the four officers that murdered George Floyd? Rob Phillips says the same charges and sentence that would apply when a citizen murders a police officer should be applied to the officers that murder citizens, because it's a fact that you get harsher sentences for killing a cop. If we're expected to take their job seriously, they should too.
Grissom Soul said first degree murder charges, it was a deliberate murder. They had ample time to do what was right, and people were pleading for them to let him up. It was a murder, and it was too damn long for them to hold him like that. Black Butterfly said, hold on, I clicked the wrong page. Okay. Black Butterfly said, I will say this. I am proud of their mayor for his fast action. Actually, it was the chief. And she said the video was actually too hard to watch. Sexy Kima 1121 said, death penalty, jail. Put him in there. Jita underscore gal said, life in jail. Hershey Kisses 82 said, this really broke my heart. We got to take a stand and take action. But yes, I think they definitely need to go to jail. Y'all know the voicemail is lit this morning, 704-227-8780. If you got it on your mind, let it off.
Good morning, Madhouse. This is your girl, Cousin Candy. I want to comment about what y'all was talking about today, about the video and the guy getting killed, well, murdered. I have a brother. My brother is Charlotte Finest, or better known as Polo, Big Polo Pat. To me, I know if I see that, my mama probably have two kids that she would have to bear, because I'm going all in for my brother. What needs to happen is our officials need to help hold these people accountable. If we had a mayor, we need to start with the mayor. She needs to, or they need to make questions, ask the prosecution why these officers are not getting charges. It needs to start from the top. I think the only president that I can remember that ever said anything about the officers killing black people, African-American, was President Obama. He said something with the Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin. He said something about those cases. Now, did anything get done? No.
Oh, Larry, I just want to know this morning, who was that damn coon that called in this morning talking about he was resisting arrest? It don't matter how many, if he was resisting arrest or not, they don't have the right to kill you or put their damn knee in your neck, dumb bastard. Then you tell that dude has killed before, the way he was just easily done it. He's killed before. Just like in the military, if you kill once, you'll kill twice, you become numb to it. I think black people need to become numb to killing them redneck bastards. Ying, 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 damn, ying.
I speak on my behalf of myself, not the radio station, but an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, blood for blood. That's the only thing these bastards know. These rednecks going to have to be floored. They're going to have to be stopped. You got to catch them when they're off duty. They take one of ours, we take two of theirs, whether it be their family members, kids, whatever. That's the only way it's going to stop.
This is Mr. What the Hell. No Limit. If I was there yesterday, I probably would have went to jail or got killed with a teeth myself. I swear to God, I would have kicked that mother way in his face, the back of his head or the side of his face so damn hard, he would have wished he was dead. Find those cops. That's not enough. All of those cops need to be charged with first-degree murder. And the one that had his knee in his neck, and if it was one that was sitting on top of him, both of them need to get the death penalty. And No Limit, I'm going to say something, I hate to say it, but I hate an Uncle Tom ass, and you and Miss Jessica know exactly what I'm talking about. Governor Roy Cooper, Mayor Vi Lyles, and anybody else that has anything to do with the RNC. If that orange bastard want to move it, let him. We don't want that bullshit in our city, no way. And to the city council person that say they spend money, they got money too, look here, all money ain't good money. Ying, 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 damn, ying.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Y'all know how it goes down, man. If you got it on your mind, you can always let it off. The voicemail is always open for you, 704-227-8780. Tap in for your Madhouse question of the morning each and every morning at 6:05, or just hit the hashtag MHQOTD. Chris Brown, Young Thug, Go Crazy. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, May 27th. Dr. Dre and his business partner are opening up a new school. The music moguls are going to work in conjunction with USC. They say they're going to put it right outside of the school. That is for that neighborhood, and it's going to be free. Now, Dre admits that he wasn't big on school, but he came to understand the possibilities that education could bring, especially if there's a curriculum that kids can benefit from. They say that they are looking to give underrepresented students an edge. So shout out to them.
Man, Dr. Dre, that's going to be huge. Shout out to all the celebs, man, that's into bettering and building education. Shout out to y'all for
Congratulations.
That.
That's dope.
Looks like Waka Flocka wants to help some of his fans that aren't in a good place mentally. The rapper hopped on his social media pages to say that he's dedicating his life to suicide prevention and mental health. He didn't offer up much more information about the future plans, but he says, you're not alone. Waka Flocka is now with you. And we all know that his brother committed suicide in his birthday. His brother's birthday is actually coming up. It's right around the corner. So I'm sure that had a large impact on him making this decision to really focus on this.
Yeah, and I think it's real big for Waka Flocka to be involved in something like that. So shout out to Flocka and his whole camp.
Let's see, T.I.
Tip.
He ain't gonna be too happy about this.
Clifford.
Donald Trump is using T.I.'s classic track, Whatever You Like, on his Snapchat to attack Joe Biden. The social media teams put a spin on the lyrics. He says, I want your body, need your body. As long as you got me, you won't need nobody. Well, Donald Trump's team turned it into, I don't want Joe Biden, need Joe Biden. Long as you have me, you won't need Joe Biden. Now, everybody knows that Tip ain't a fan of Trump. So we'll wait and see how he.
That's hilarious, though.
It is funny. It is funny. It is funny. But I can see T.I.'s face. I am dead to serious that he better take that out after, but because they got
that
to pay.
They
got to pay T.I. for using his track, though.
Hilarious.
I want to know
if he gonna turn the money in, though. Like if he gonna deny the money.
Who on Donald Trump's team came up with
somebody
that?
Black?
Somebody is trolling.
This was somebody that's black.
Hilarious.
Somebody black who liked Trump said, we're going to do this.
But hold on.
This is what you got to do. You got to sing it.
Yeah, you definitely got to sing.
Don't want Joe Biden.
Don't need Joe Biden. Long as you got me, you don't need Joe Biden.
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry. That ain't funny, Tia. I'm sorry for laughing, Tia.
Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry. That's funny.
I saw the ad yesterday.
I saw it too, but I didn't listen to it.
I don't know if it's the actual music.
They got
the words pop up as you see Joe Biden on the thing. You see the words pop up, but I didn't turn on the sound, so I don't know if it actually has the music in the background. If it doesn't have the music in the background, it just has the words. There's absolutely nothing that T.I. can do about
it. That's not true. He could still get paid off of that. Because those are his lyrics. His lyrics are trademarked.
Them not his lyrics. He changed the words.
It's still, I'm telling you, he can still get paid off of it. Trust me.
I would love to see it happen.
Trust me.
I would love to see it happen.
He still can get paid off of it.
Yeah, if you're not using the words or the actual music and it's just, he's changed the words. I don't think that he has a case to stand on.
I bet you he won't get no money.
He probably don't want no money from it, but he actually could. It'll be in my name.
Oh, trust and believe. If
T.I. could get some money from Trump,
he definitely would.
If he could sue Donald Trump
and get money, he definitely would take advantage of that opportunity.
Can we just sing it one more time? I don't want Joe Biden.
No, don't need Joe Biden.
Long as you got me, you don't need Joe Biden.
Don't do that.
It's so funny to me.
Ooh, but they dirty. But the Trump administration dirty. They dirty.
Happy birthday to Royalty Brown, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, Andre 3000, and Jadakiss. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your new
news. Y'all dirty, Trump administration. Y'all dirty.
Jessica.
Power 98.
Dead.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto.
I'm dead serious. They better not play not another one of T.I. songs.
I'm still
in the White House
with Joe Biden, though.
Yeah, I mean, Future Drake, Life's Good as Pot 98. It is funny, though.
Working on a week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.